96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites when your group needs an accommodating room to gather. Book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
Giving you a news time 8:29. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Emporia Fire Marshal Reason Bradford joining us here on the KVU Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line today.
Reason, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing all right. How about yourself today?
Hey, just trying to not sweat.
Good luck on that, right?
Yeah.
Man. So we've been seeing really for, about a week and a half, all the different fireworks stands going up around town. How many stands do we have that are ready to sell us fireworks here in a couple of days?
Well, we have zero ready to sell us fireworks because as of Thursday, they can start selling. So we'll be out Thursday doing inspections on all the tents, and they can start selling fireworks at 10 a.m. on Thursday morning.
So are you looking at having a lot of sales activities in town here, Reason?
There's quite a few stands this year. I think we're probably up a couple stands this year. So there should be plenty of selection out there for everyone.
Well, that is good because the money raised from fireworks fees, selling fees, go to fireworks here for our 4th of July celebration. And I think the fee to set up is somewhere over $3,000, if I'm not mistaken, Reason. Is that kind of in the ballpark there?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it is. It's a little over $3,000 that we collect for permit fees for the tents in the city. And yeah, it goes to purchasing the fireworks for the show that the city puts on and the county. So it's kind of a good deal for the city.
Absolutely. What's a part of your fireworks inspection process? It sounds like you're busy Thursday morning before that discharge window officially kicks off at 10 a.m.
Yeah, we go through all the tents and make sure that they're set up correctly, that there's no electrical hazards, anything like that. A lot of them will have a generator or something like that. We make sure that that's far enough away from their tent that it's not going to cause any problem if it did have a malfunction with the generator. And just kind of things of that nature, making sure that they're not selling stuff that we don't allow in the city. There are three different things that we don't allow, one being bottle rockets, the other one being the lanterns that you basically light a candle or whatever and then turn loose, and then the third being sparklers with metal sticks in them.
Okay. Do you have, before we shift off gears to something else, do you still have a lot of, maybe not people selling those in town, because I think that's been pretty established now for a decade or thereabouts, but do you still find a lot of people that are buying those, or is that a police question more than a fire department question?
No, we don't find a lot of those in the tents. The main things that we usually do find are some of them, they'll be shipped sparklers with the metal sticks in them. And because of burn injuries and stuff like that that can occur from the metal sticks, because they do stay hot for quite a while, and usually those are things that the smaller kids are getting to do. There is a lot of burn injuries to hands and things of that nature with those. So
there hasn't been a big problem with have you had a big problem with illegal fireworks? I don't recall that being a massive problem here Reason in recent years.
No. Like I said, usually every year we'll find at least one that's got one of the vendors that's got stuff shipped to them, and a lot of times when they open the box, that's the first time they've seen their product. So, you know, without and usually they're fairly busy. setting stuff up and stuff like that, and they just may not be paying attention exactly what they're actually putting out. And so, but it's usually everybody's good about complying with stuff, and so it's usually not a big deal.
Again, Fire Marshal Reason Bradford joining us as we talk about fireworks sales and discharge window, which opens up Thursday morning, continues through July 5th. Reason, I'm going to ask you kind of what a frequently asked question side of things is when it comes to, you know, not the vendors, but the residents. What questions come to you about what you can and what you can't do?
A lot of it, the questions we get are discharge times and stuff like that. In the past, what we've done is we've amended the city ordinance so that the to kind of make things, because for a while we had where the sales times and the discharge times were different hours of the day. And so it was kind of confusing. So a few years back, we kind of got everything in line. So basically, it's the same days and the same times. The shoot and discharge, or the sales and discharge.
Okay, and we're looking at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., except on July 3rd and 4th when it's 10 a.m. until 11 p.m. That's within the city limits of Emporia. And as far as discharging of said fireworks here in town, there are some guidelines that people need to follow, right?
Yeah, there's definitely some safety stuff that we want people to be cautious about. If they have dead fireworks and stuff like that, we recommend people not try to relight anything that didn't discharge the first time, and wait at least 20 minutes before soaking it. We recommend that people have like a bucket of water or something, and then they soak those in there. Even after they discharge their fireworks, we recommend them putting it in a bucket of water. Sometimes you can have embers and stuff down inside the fireworks that may not be visible, and you know, then we get them. They put their trash away in the polycart, and then the polycart catches on fire. And depending on where it's at, if it's up against their house or whatever, it can catch their house on fire and stuff like that. So. We try to recommend that people, you know, take precautions on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and when it comes to water, I'm assuming you can't have too much.
No, and that's the thing. You know, if you have a garden hose available, it's always good to have at least have the garden hose hooked up to where you can turn it on quickly if there is a problem. Hopefully, I was going to see if you guys could order up some rain to kind of keep things a little bit damp. So if you guys can pull that off for me, that'd be appreciated.
Chuck's going to bring some tonight. How about that?
That a boy, Chuck. I can always count on you.
I'm going to try to get some other stuff scattered at least through this week, and there are some indications, maybe some rainfall for the 3rd, 4th, 5th of July. So we'll see how next week plays out. You know, I know that Tegan had a chance to talk with Police Captain Ray Mattis here last week, talking about... you know, as far as firing from the streets, you know, public property, things like that. And if memory serves me correctly, that's an absolute no-no.
Yeah, we, you know, you're not allowed to discharge stuff in the public ways, the streets and parks and things like that. It's fine if you do it in your own yard and stuff like that. We don't allow... discharge within 200 feet of a hospital or nursing homes, and so those are the main things, and that's just kind of using some common sense too.
We seem to be not quite as dry as we've been in the past year, so I guess that is fortunate, but as a reason mentioned, we certainly could use a little more precipitation to get things dampened around here prior to the start of the fireworks season, which will begin on Thursday, as we mentioned. And, yeah, as far as fire calls, you know, other than, you know, we had the nursing home incident a number of years ago here with
right.
the fires, is it basically just been, you know, trash bins, poly carts, that sort of thing, Reason, for the most part?
No, we've had a few structure fires. It kind of seems like we'll go for a few years and everything's pretty good, and then... you know, a lot of times it's maybe kids that are being unattended and, you know, maybe laying stuff down where they shouldn't be laying it down on combustible materials, be it wood or whatever. So we always want people to be mindful that children should be supervised when discharging fireworks.
Okay. Reason, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up here with us this morning as we prepare for and hopefully are able to report on a good fireworks discharge window starting up on Thursday?
You know, one thing I always want to mention is be respectful of your neighbors. Some people don't really care for fireworks, and a lot of pets don't care for fireworks. So, and clean up after yourself. Don't leave a bunch of trash and stuff laying everywhere.
Yes, indeed. That oftentimes does happen, so some good tips there. And don't forget that the city of Emporia will have a big fireworks show, campus of Emporia State. That's where the viewing will be, and the best viewed from East State's practice fields on the north end of campus and inside Welch Stadium. And as we mentioned earlier, that the two parking lots across from Highland Street from the Art Annex available for handicap parking and viewing, and the Emporia Municipal Band will be moving their concert from Fremont Park to Welch Stadium that night at 8 p.m., so big display at 9:45 coming up on the night of the 4th of July. Reason, appreciate your time as always.
Hey, thanks, guys. Don't forget my rain.
All right.
Thanks, Reason.
Have a great day.
Blame Chuck if it doesn't happen, okay?
Don't worry.
All right, Reason. Oh, I know that's coming.
All right, Reason Bradford, Lyon County, City of Emporia Fire Marshal joining us with some fireworks safety tips and rules and regulations as the discharge window and selling window opens up Thursday morning, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget, too, that our schedule is busy in the 8 o'clock hour, and this is all week, including tomorrow. The Newsmaker 2 segment has St. Mark's Lutheran Church Pastor Ken Happel talking about the church's annual car show coming up on Sunday. We also get a Newsmaker 3/ United Way of the Flint Hills update. We'll be joined by Executive Director Daphne Mertens, Drive Chair Tegan Trahoon talking about the campaign plus emerging needs grants and racial equity grants. That's tomorrow here on KVOE.
All right, and our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. It is 8:40, partly cloudy, 80 degrees. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After a years-long battle with the United States over the publishing of classified documents on his